Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lassier, and the message today is titled, Is There Hope for America?
Today I'd like to talk about our country and hope. Is there hope for our country, do you think? Hope for America, hope for the good old U.S. of A. in these days? Well, that's a question I think a lot of people are asking on their hearts as they think about our country and the world, because there's just so much craziness going on, so much evil that just we have a visceral reaction against, crazy stuff. And a lot of people are saying, or asking and thinking, where has the America gone that I knew and grew up in? What's happened to the world? It's basically like unrecognizable. Is there any hope that we could again be a country of liberty and justice for all under God? Well, let's talk about that today and see what our Lord God would teach us by the scriptures about hope for our land. Is there any hope on this July 4th for our future USA? What can we say to that? Well, first, as we think about these things, let's just acknowledge at the start that a lot of people are having trouble with hope for our country today, wouldn't you say? A lot of the difficulty of that is that most of us grew up in either the World War II era or a little after that, where America was a place where we were the heroes, we're the cowboys vanquishing the bad guys. It's a land of God, of country, of family, of patriotism and such. With the nuclear family was the American family. Remember Leave It to Beaver? Stuff like that. You had a father and a mother in the home and children all together under one roof. Where did that go? You have most of the country in those days went to church on Sunday. Good to see so many of you here today in Stars and Stripes. That's awesome. But you know, there's not been so many people going to church in our country in recent times. And I remember when I grew up in, even in super liberal New England, okay, Connecticut, in the 1970s, even in liberal New England, on a Sunday you could not find a gas station open or a supermarket, because it was church day, it was the Sabbath. You remember that? Can you believe that was even in Connecticut? Boy Scouts. Boys went to Boy Scouts to become men, girls went to Girl Scouts to become women, and nobody had a problem with that. Some of you might even remember prayer in schools, or the Bible in schools, and taught American patriotic history. We believed in life and in children, not abortion. And in the movies like Superman, remember Superman? In the original Superman movie with Christopher Reeve, he fought for truth, justice, and the American way. And the American way was understood to be that we lived in a land of liberty where everybody was equal and had the opportunity for a better life. And so when you think about that America, and you look at what's going on today, you're like, where did that go? What we're looking at today seems like a nightmare, and the world as well. What do we see today? Well, it seems there is a certain group, at least in our country, that has gained positions of power in churches, in school systems, in the government, in the courts, in the Boy Scouts, all over our culture, in the music, in the sports, and especially the media, the news, etc., who basically hate our country, hate America, as at least I've described it so far. Americans are not the heroes, the cowboys, but the villains. And so you want to go around, they do, and apologize for America all over the world. Sorry for who we are. These people also are promoting abortion, which we talked about last week. They're promoting death, and they'll fight to the death for death. They kill children. And they're not after the nuclear family, which we believe in, father, mother, children, under one roof, like you guys, so beautiful. They would rather it be a single mother with fatherless children, or maybe better than that, two mothers and two fathers raising children. That's the way to go. And they would also teach, amazingly today, that boys can become girls, and girls can become boys, and I becomes the they, and a they becomes an I. That's not even grammatically correct. And in schools, they teach something, as you know, critical race theory. You've been hearing about that, right? What is that? That teaches that people are not to be judged by the character of their hearts, like Martin Luther King Jr. said, but by the color of their skin. It's racism is what it is, because it's teaching that whites, if I can use these words, I don't like these words, but whites are always privileged oppressors and should always feel guilty, and blacks are always helpless victims and should be hopeless. They can never get ahead, and both of these groups should hate each other. You know what that is? That's Marxism, where you divide the classes, make them war with each other in order to conquer them. That's what they're doing. Certain group in our country. It's trying to steal away our liberties, as you've seen in the last year through this pandemic. They've been trying to steal away freedom of speech. You've certainly seen that, censoring out anybody who wants to speak for what's right or conservative. Freedom of assembly, they're attacking. Freedom of worship, you can't even sing, it's against the law, and stealing also away elections. Now, well, wait and see what happens with that, but I know that the reports are that 70% of Republicans believe that the last election was stolen. 30% of Democrats believe the last one was stolen. Now, we'll wait and see what happens when all these things come out later this summer, but a lot of Americans are feeling, we're not even in a republic anymore. Our votes don't count. All that counts is criminality and fraud. And so, to cap it all off, you got the Superman movie. Not the original, but the ones that followed after it. The editor-in-chief of the Daily Planet said, oh, Superman just claims to be a do-gooder who believes in truth, justice, and whatever that other thing was. He couldn't even say the American way, because these people running Hollywood, a lot of them hate America so much, they can't even say the words. And so the sum of that is that those who believe in a traditional view of America, patriotism, God, country, family, are like, what happened to our country? Where is it? Is there any hope? Is there any hope? Well, let's talk about that. What's God tell us by the scriptures, by his word, about hope? Is there any hope for us? Well, first let's just consider, why is our country suffering today? So many troubles and so many evils and so much difficulty. Well, the answer number one is because we've always lived in a troubled world. Amen? Job says, man that is born to woman is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. What I've said so far about America, past and present, is an oversimplification. It wasn't all peachy keen and rosy in the old days, and it's not altogether wrong in our present days. But we tend to think that way. But what the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10, God says through Solomon, do not say, why were the former days better than these? For it's not from wisdom that you ask this. The problem is you just don't remember how bad the old days were. I mean, do you think it was all peachy keen and easy during the American Revolution? Or when Washington was surrounded, doom and defeat was sure. In the War of 1812, do you know that the British burned Washington and it was going up in flames? Was that easy? Was that not trouble? How about the Civil War when we were at each other's throats in the 1800s? How about North against South? Or World War I, the Great Depression, World War II, and all the troubles since? You know what? Each generation has its troubles to face. So let's not oversimplify things here. We need to understand that we're just living in a crazy world that always has troubles. And these are the troubles of our times, which we are to fight in. Second reason, though, we are suffering and having trouble today in our country, the good USA, I believe, is because sin actually has increased and things are actually worse. Because one generation can be worse than another. if you look at the Bible, Joshua, Israel followed the Lord all the days of Joshua. But there arose another generation after Joshua who did not know the Lord and all the works that he'd done to save them, and therefore they forsook the Lord and went after the Baals and brought evil upon themselves, and wickedness increased. Do you think wickedness has increased in our country? Used to be the Bible was in schools. That was kicked out. Used to be prayer was in schools. That was kicked out. Used to be we believed in life. Most of us still do, but I mean, the courts ruled in 1973, you know, death, abortion, and such. 2015, homosexual marriage became the law of the land by a 5-4 vote. Music has turned darker and darker and darker. Movies have turned darker and darker and darker. Exalting of flesh is up. Sexual sin is up. Satanic worship is up. I mean, have you seen the Super Bowl halftime shows? Those are really satanic worship services out in the open. And what God tells us in the scriptures, once again, he says this in Proverbs 14, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And when God sees all this going on, how long can he hold back his hand? Shall not God judge a nation for these things? Jeremiah 5 says, shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? And shall not I avenge myself on a nation such as this? So we're suffering in part because a lot of wickedness has increased in our country. But thirdly, also because America has been under attack. You know, a lot of the things that I just described, you guys are not for. We've always been fighting for right and justice and for God and for Christ and country and duty and family. But a lot of these things have been forced upon us by enemies that have infiltrated our country from either overseas or, let's say, really from dark realms, the devil. Because he hates America. He hates family. He hates Christ. He hates the Word of God. He hates country, our country. He hates liberty and freedom. And so what he's been doing, we got to understand, we're at war. That's why we're suffering. Because there's been an infiltration into our society to destroy it from inside. Churches, number one, think about this, preached truth, and many still do, but infiltrating those ranks have been wolves in sheep's clothing, turning seminaries into wolves' dens, frankly, and preaching all kinds of horrific things such that in many denominations today, truth is like totally lost and they're promoting wickedness. The Boy Scouts, you know, that used to be awesome. You'd go there as a young man to learn to become a man, boy to a man. But they infiltrated that one too. And you know today, that's basically been destroyed, that organization, from inside. If you look at schools and universities, you grew up with patriotism and such. They're teaching things in there today that are anti-American or hatred of America. And in Hollywood, well, that was never altogether pristine, but it's gotten darker because it's been infiltrated. You know, this week I was remembering Ronald Reagan, who was an actor and a president. He was talking about in the days when he and John Wayne were in the Actors Guild, and the communists were trying to infiltrate and take over Hollywood, and he and the Duke, Ronald Reagan and the Duke, would have ways to try to get around that so that the communists wouldn't take over Hollywood and the Actors Guild. But over the course of time, they really did. And we were going to go watch Top Gun, right, Bill, the new movie. But you were telling me that some time ago, the Chinese actually have to sign off on that movie. Did you know that? Because Tom Cruise has a flight jacket with all these flags on the back from where he served, and one of them was the Japanese flag, and the Chinese reviewed the Top Gun movie to come out in our theaters in America and said, you can't show that movie in America until you erase, by computer-generated powers, all the Japanese flag on the back of Tom Cruise's jacket, and then you can show it to the American people. So that's pretty much a takeover. That's an attack on our country from inside. That's why we're suffering today. Because we have things inside of us or in our court systems that have forced things down our throat that we didn't want. Or in our, you have a U.S. representative serving on the House Intelligence Committee even right now that has slept with a Chinese spy and he's still serving on the House Intelligence Committee. What's going on with that? So One other reason we're suffering is because we're at war. And we're fighting against evil people who hate our country. And it reminds me of this one from Isaiah chapter 63, verse 18. It says, verse 18 here, it says, "Thy holy people possess thy sanctuary a little while. Our adversaries have trodden it down. We've become like those over whom thou hast never ruled, like those who are not called by thy name." You feel like that? And fourthly, we're suffering because, frankly, we're getting towards the last chapters of the world, and it's predicted, it's expected, that's what's going to happen until Christ comes and he wins the day for us. So let's go to this question now. Is there hope on this July 4th for our country? Is there hope for the United States of America? Can you have hope in your heart for our land? I tell you, the answer is yes, you can. You can, and absolutely. Why? Because we Christians serve the God who is called the God of hope. That's in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. His name is the God of hope. His people, everywhere, of every time, in every country, can claim him as their hope for the future. And there is hope, I believe, also for our country, the United States. Why? Number one, America has faced troubles before, like I said, right? Every generation has its own troubles. But God's helped us in the past, has he not? Look at the American Revolution. We were totally doomed and defeated. Washington was surrounded by the British on the land and the British on the sea in the battle of in 1776. On the East River, by the East River. But there just happened to be a wind blew against the fleet and delayed it slightly from sailing up the East River. And there just happened to be a fog that settled over those heights on Long Island such that Washington could escape with all his army. Was that an accident? Or was God helping us in a hopeless situation to give us victory? Think about the War of 1812 when the British attacked Washington, D.C. Do you know that they just routed us at Blandinsburg, Maryland? They marched into Washington, D.C. Our whole capital was up in flames, basically. The Treasury Building, the White House, the Library of Congress, these were all going up in flames. And it just so happened that on August 24th, a freak hurricane arrives in Washington with huge amounts of rain and puts out all the fires. And the British leave there totally devastated. They go and try to attack Baltimore with 1,800 pounds of cannonballs fired from 19 ships all night on Fort McHenry. One of them even penetrates the gunpowder magazine, but failed to ignite. And in the morning, you have the Star-Spangled Banner, inspired by the fact that the flag was still waving in freedom over the fort. Was that not God helping us in times past, our country? You know, God helped us in the Civil War, in World War I, in the Great Depression, in World War II, and in every trouble since. He very well may help us today, for Psalm 65 says, "By dread deeds thou dost answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation, who art the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas." So our hope for Americans, for us, is in God, who's helped us in the past despite our sins. But as I said, number two, our sins have increased, and we do suffer for them. Amen? It's true. A lot of trouble. We didn't have boys becoming girls and girls becoming boys and homosexual marriage and abortion rampant in our land in times past and sorcery and such things. So we are suffering for those things. But you know what the Bible tells us? We need to put on sackcloth and ashes to repent, because in repentance there is hope for a country. The Lord utters his voice before his army, it says in Joel 2. For his host is exceedingly great. He who executes his word is powerful. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it when he comes to judge, right? Yet even now, says the Lord, yet even now, he says, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he's gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and repent of evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and repent and leave a blessing behind him? Can God actually forgive all the sins of our country, which are really pretty great? Well, Nineveh was pretty horrible. God said, Jonah, get on over there. Preach repentance to them. And when he preached to them, we read the people of Nineveh believed God, and they proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least. And when God saw what they did, they turned from their evil way, God turned from the evil which he said he'd do to them, and he did not do it. So will you do that today as Americans, as good Christians in our country, to pray for our country and to repent for it? God may yet leave behind him a blessing and give us his help once again. I do believe he will, because he's merciful. Has not God blessed our country for the sake of your presence here anyway already? I mean, it's the presence of Christians in America that has stayed his hand of judgment thus far anyway. Think about this. Abraham wanted to know about Sodom and Gomorrah and asked Jesus, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? No, I won't, says Jesus. Well, how about for 50 people? If you find 50 righteous in the city, what about 40, 30? How about 10? If you find 10 righteous people, Jesus, will you save the place? Jesus says, I will spare the entire place for the sake of the 10. In fact, we read that when God rained the Sodom and Gomorrah power on them with fire and brimstone, that God saved a little city named Zoar simply because Lot was there, one righteous person. God spared the whole house of Potiphar because Joseph was there. God saved an entire ship in a storm at sea from shipwreck and destruction because Paul was on board. And is not God also saving our country these days because of the sake of his people who are on board this ship? You know, instead of people hating Christians in our country, they ought to fall down on their knees and give thanks to us that our presence here has preserved our country to this very day. And in fact, there's not just one of us. There are millions of strong, true Christians in our country praying for our country every day. Therefore, I believe our country does have hope for the presence of God's people who are in it, crying to him night and day for liberty and freedom to be restored. So, thirdly, as for all of our enemies that I mentioned, who are attacking us, the devil and all his cohorts, evil people, infiltrating our ranks, trying to take us down. Well, I see whenever in the course of history, evil men have waxed bold and great, God's theme is to raise up greater heroes to fight them. Amen? And Judges 2, whenever they marched out, Israel, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, because they were sinners, as the Lord had warned, as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were in sore straits. But the next line says, then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the power of those who plundered them. God raised up Samson to fight against the Philistines, Gideon to fight against the Midianites, David to fight against Goliath, Paul against the Saracens of his day, and God is raising up heroes everywhere in our country today. Haven't you seen it? So inspiring. You know, you won't see this on the mainstream media, but if you get real news, you're going to see heroes everywhere rising up in our country. Preachers are bolder today in Jesus Christ than they were before to speak the truth. If you look at politicians, there are those raised up now, unafraid, with actual backbone. Oh, haven't seen that for a long time, speaking the truth. You've got military, 120 generals and admirals. You saw that letter that they wrote saying, we are not turning to communism. We're a country of liberty and freedom. Yeah, you won't see that on the mainstream media, but you got to find it in other places. You see justices wanting to promote justice, and you've seen the audits going forward. Now, what they'll reveal, time will tell, whether there was fraud or not, but those are going forward. That's a good thing. Let's check it out. You know that, and since 2018, there have been 11 states that have been put out their heartbeat bills, like I preached last week, for the life in the womb to save it. And that's amazing. 11 states since 2018. And schools are now starting to go after patriotic education. Texas and Florida already having put it into action. Other states trying to do the same. making it in the works. And parents, oh, have you seen this? They're kicking critical race theory, which is racism, to the curb. They're standing up against school boards and singing the Star Spangled Banner and saying, we will not have you teach our children racism. And then the children are the greatest hope. Did you see that 9-year-old girl in the Stars and Stripes dress stand up and address her principal? She said, you're going to take that BLM racist poster down here. I have friends of every race, and I love all of them, and we're friends. You won't have racism in our school. The principal says, that poster's staying. And she said, oh, no, it isn't, at 9 years old. And she says, by the way, that's your rule, not to have racism in our school, and you're going to take it down. And since you're not keeping your own rules, I'm not going to take your mask rule anymore anyway. I'm living in freedom. Courage begets courage. Thank you very much. 9 years old. You know, Christians and Americans, patriots, are waking up, and God, I believe, is stirring up the souls in our country, heroes, to fight for the right, marshaling forces against the evil ones. And will you be one of them? The hero of our time. You know, it's been said, America will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. Do you know that God has put into our country its DNA from its very foundation, the fight for the right, to go after God and country and liberty and freedom and justice for all? It's in our country's genes. And when people come up against that, watch out. America, I believe, is on the rise. But the hope in that is not ourselves, but in God, who's doing the raising up. So I have hope for our country. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't have a direct revelation. I do have the scriptures, and I know that they shall be fulfilled. And I rejoice in that. Christ wins in the end, and we will win. We're on our way to victory. But I do know that God is watching over us, his people, that we don't need to live in fear. We don't need to live in a tremulous timidity, but to be brave, to be zealous, to fight for the right, to be courageous in our day, for that's always fitting in the character of a Christian. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. God always leads us in triumph in Christ, says Paul. And I'll tell you, he's already done that for us, especially by giving us a greater country than America. It's that heavenly country which Jesus Christ the King came to give us through his death and his resurrection, and he has brought you into it by his own grace through faith in Jesus Christ, forgiven you your sins, redeemed you, made you citizens of that country above that is firmly fixed in the heavens, secure and triumphant. And if you have that anchor up there, we can fight down here with total freedom and abandon for the sake of Christ in our day and in our time. This is pleasing in his sight. Liberty and justice for all. Is there hope for America? Always in God, for he is the God of hope. And thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called, Is There Hope for America? A broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. Today, I'd like to ask, can we continue to expect God to preserve and protect America as long as we allow abortion of the little children to continue, as we shared in last week's message? Do you want to help the little children and begin by supporting the heartbeat bill? Number one, you must be a Florida registered voter to sign the petition. Two, go to humanlifefl.com to learn more and download petitions to sign. Three, please tell your church and friends to help get these 891,000 plus petitions signed. Four, replay the message at the WMIE website. To learn, scroll down to On Demand and search for Monday, July 5th, 2021 date for Christ Lutheran Church, Cape Canaveral. 5. You can replay that message at the church website at Christ Lutheran Church, capecanaveral.org and search for The Fight to Save the Little Children. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul, and God bless you.